Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Internet world. Welcome to The Cross in the Desert, speaking hope and freedom to Iran. I'm your host, Randy L. Noble, and once again, I want to say thank you for taking time out of your busy life to join me today on my radio program. Today is Thursday, September 1st, 2022. I want to revisit a very important topic on Bible prophecy today. I want to revisit my teaching on the Great Reset. It was back in the spring that I basically exposed the plans and the schemes of the World Economic Forum headed by Klaus Schwab and what they intend to do and are now in the process of doing to transform our world from a capitalist society, especially here in the United States, to a one-world government under a globalistic umbrella. This is a very dangerous thing that is happening. And when you look at what's happening with the gas prices, inflation, and all of the things that are happening here recently, it is not by accident. It is definitely by design. I want to revisit this topic. I want to continually update you and give you more information so you can prepare for the return of Christ, because the real Great Reset is when Jesus returns and foils all the plans of the Antichrist and those that work under him. This is definitely an anti-Christian, socialistic, globalistic movement. Just recently, in fact, in the last couple of days, Mark Morano came out with a book called The Great Reset, and he is going to explain to us exactly what is going on economically from an economic viewpoint and how the Great Reset is trying to change everything and the way that we live. I want you to listen to this great informative soundbite. Let's listen.
The dismantling and collapsing of the current order is absolutely what the Great Reset, as it's been called by the World Economic Forum in Davos, the Davos crowd, this is exactly what they want. They want inflation, overspending, debt, supply chain issues, skyrocketing energy price. They want unemployment. They want the current collapse of our whole system.
Clearly, voters are stunned by the new price of gasoline. Today, the national average is $4.95 a gallon. It's almost $10 a gallon in parts of California. While President Biden and some of his team would prefer an all-electric future, the country simply isn't ready for that as of yet, not even close. Joining us tonight, Mark Morano, Executive Director of ClimateDepot.com. Mark, good to see you again.
Thank you, Doug. Happy to be here.
I'd like to ask you a question that I have been asking almost every guest we have on this program who has any kind of an economic background, and that is, do you think that these gas prices are intentional? We know that the Biden administration has largely been blaming the war in Ukraine. Others say this is by design. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think it's by design, 100%. These are not the unintended consequences of their policies. These are the intended consequences. And it's not because that's my opinion. It's because all you have to do is look at their words, their deeds, their actions, and you can go back a decade or more as well and look at the words, deeds, and action. Starting with Obama's first energy secretary, Chu, who wanted European-style gas prices in the United States. He said this in 2008. And President Obama himself said electricity rates will necessarily skyrocket, talking about the climate cap and trade bill, same concept. Then you had a UN lead scientist, Thomas Stocker, who wanted to triple the price of gas in order to achieve the United Nations climate goals. This is all on the public record. Then you fast forward, Jennifer Granholm, Biden's energy secretary, did a video with climate activist Bill McKibben in 2018, a rap video singing, "This is the end, the planet's on fire, gasoline, we've got to keep you in the ground, the world is aflame due to global warming." So the energy secretary of the United States openly advocating for keeping gas in the ground, fossil fuels in the ground. Fast forward more, we have Jen Psaki recently saying this is a great opportunity to do our renewable standards. You have the New York Times just this week praising the gas prices and high inflation because it's good for the planet, good for the climate agenda, the supply shortages, people will eat less meat, they'll consume less. This buys into the whole degrowth movement. This is the policies they've actually called for decades. And we're now seeing it happen. And the fact that they've just announced today that there's nothing they can do, nothing further they can do about their energy costs and gas prices, that it's essentially because of Putin and they've exhausted all their options. Mm-hmm. That is completely bonkers and disingenuous.
The president himself just recently said it, and I'm quoting now. This is a very telling comment. When it comes to the gasoline crisis, we're going through an incredible transition. That God willing, when it's over, we'll be stronger, the world will be stronger, and we'll be less reliant on fossil fuels.
Yes, the chaos and the dismantling and collapsing of the current order is absolutely what the Great Reset, as it's been called by the World Economic Forum in Davos, the Davos crowd, this is exactly what they want. They want inflation, overspending, debt, supply chain issues, skyrocketing energy price. They want unemployment. They want current collapse of our whole system, because what happens then? You can create a crisis or an emergency. You can declare an emergency like we did with COVID, which led to essentially every, particularly blue state governors, becoming dictators overnight or mayors. They're now calling for a climate emergency. Biden is already doing the Defense Production Act, wartime powers to make sure we have more solar production, which is insane when solar is 1% of our energy production. But essentially, it all relates to the reset, because the goal is of these global billionaires and elites and corporate powers is you will own nothing and you'll be happy. They want a crushing of small business. They want a crushing of the entrepreneurial spirit. And they want big corporations, retail chains, and government business partnerships where everything's controlled, everyone's woke, there's no dissent, and they want to go after information flow, misinformation's a emergency crisis. So this all relates back to this whole reset of our, not just the economy, but essentially of freedom in 21st century living.
They also want to crush any kind of dissent, any kind of opposition, and you may be exhibit A for that. You've been branded as a heretic. You have been branded as one of the world's foremost, quote-unquote, climate deniers, although I know you don't deny there is a climate. We can all agree that there is, in fact, a climate. And the reference that they often use in criticizing you is that the consensus is 97% of the world scientists agree that there is anthropogenic global warming, man-made global warming. You say that number, 97%, is a lie. Is it? Tell us why.
Yes, it's not only me that says that's a lie. The top UN scientist, Dr. Richard Toll, looked into one of the studies claiming this, and he said the 97% figure that's bandied about everywhere is quite literally pulled from thin air, that none of the studies that make that claim support that claim. And that was one of the studies. Another study was 10,000 scientists. They whittled it down to 77 anonymous scientists. We don't know their names, affiliations, what their views are, how many papers they've published, but they claim 97% of scientists based on not even 97 scientists. It was 77 anonymous scientists.
Mark Morano is the author of the new book, The Great Reset, Global Elites and the Permanent Lockdown. We look forward to its release in the month of August. Thank you so much, Mark. Good to see you.
Thank you, Dad.
In fact, that's what... As a matter of fact, that book was released just a couple of days ago. I highly recommend it. Mark Morano puts forth the information that you and I need to navigate through all this happening. In fact, I want to quote from Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum during the COVID crisis. I want you to hear exactly in his own words what their intentions are. Quote, COVID-19 lockdowns may be gradually easing, but anxiety about the world's social and economic prospects is only intensifying. Good reason to worry. A sharp economic downturn has already begun, and we could be facing the worst depression since the 1930s. But while this outcome is likely, it's not unavoidable. To achieve a better outcome, the world must act jointly and swiftly to revamp all aspects of our societies and economies, from education to social contracts and working conditions. Every country, from the United States to China, must participate, and every industry, from oil and gas to tech, must be transformed. In short, we need a great reset of capitalism. This has been around for more than four decades, and now Klaus Schwab is seizing the opportunity with the recent planned, and I say planned, pandemic to make this transformation into a one world government. Now, we heard from Mark Morano. I want you to hear now from a great book just recently released back in June from Jeff Finley and Mark Hitchcock on how everything I just shared with you ties right into Bible prophecy. Let's listen.
Jeff Kinley, you have got another amazing new book. I feel like you churn books out like crazy, and they're all phenomenal. This one is called Global Reset. Do Current Events Point to the Antichrist and His Worldwide Empire? That is a title and a subtitle that will definitely grab attention. Why did you want to dive into this book now?
Well, it's a great question. With my co-author, Dr. Mark Hitchcock, we came together and just sort of in a synergistic kind of way, we're both looking at the world and seeing what's happening out there and seeing like that things are coming together with a velocity that we've not seen in modern times. And with the way the world is shrinking and things are happening much, much faster than ever before, it just seemed like the right time to write a book about this whole idea of global reset because a lot of people are talking about it.
Well, and let's dive into that because for a long time, for decades, a lot of people in the theology world looking at the end times would talk about this idea of a one world government, of the world sort of coming together and the Antichrist rising. You know, I don't want to oversimplify it, but essentially that's part of the theology. And here we are in this really interesting time frame in which the Great Reset is this thing that is out there and it's been talked about. And some people have an assumption that this idea that a great reset is happening is somehow a conspiracy theory, but it's not a conspiracy theory. It is happening. Can you tell us a little bit about what the Great Reset is?
Yeah. Well, we like to say it might be a conspiracy, but it's not a theory. That's really what's going on here. And really, like unlike past times that people have looked at like the United Nations or the League of Nations or European Community, those type of things, and thought, well, those things could kind of be foreshadows. But now what we've got going on is this call for a great reset. But essentially what that means, it comes out of a man by the name of Klaus Schwab, who is the founder and president of the World Economic Forum. He founded this organization in 1971, and every year since then, they've been meeting in Davos, Switzerland, with all the global elites flying in from all over the world, discussing how can they change the world fundamentally. And he's come up with this idea called the Great Reset. And of course, people who have computers know that sometimes you have to reset your computer or reset your phone to kind of reboot it again so it can work properly. Well, they believe that the world is not working properly. It's not equitable. It's not honoring the planet. It's consuming too much energy and too many natural resources. So what they want to do is they want to reset the whole planet and basically replace capitalism with socialism, replace nationalism with a one-world government. And they want to essentially make all people, in their words, equal before under one government. And, of course, we know that that's not really possible because there's not the Prince of Peace who's controlling all this. But that's the idea. They want to reset the world. They want to take it away from basically what it's been for centuries and remake it in their own image.
You know, and it's interesting looking at all of this in light of COVID, right? COVID was something that, you know, really sparked a lot of conversation. Well, how does the world respond to this? What do we do next time there's a pandemic? What? So talk about that a little bit, just how COVID maybe and the reaction to it sort of plays into some of the theories and ideas here.
Absolutely. Yeah, COVID really was the catalyst in this whole thing. In fact, right on the heels of the COVID pandemic, Klaus Schwab, this president of the World Economic Forum, came out and said that this pandemic represents the very crisis needed in order to seize control of all the world's governments, for all of them to come together into one entity. Tony Blair, Gordon Brown, the former Secretary General of the United Nations, they all came out and said what we need now is a one-world governance. And that's a key word here that you'll need to remember is the word governance, because that means that there's a small group of people that essentially are telling the rest of the world what to do. So what COVID did was it gave them the opportunity, because it created this massive worldwide crisis. And they all seized upon the crisis in different varying ways. And one of the things that we saw, Billy, was the rapidity, how quickly this whole thing spread. With just the technology that is existence today and how it went to every government. Everybody got on board for the first time, really in decades, perhaps in history. The entire planet was talking about one thing, from every nation to every neighborhood. We were all on the same page. And that is exactly the kind of crisis and chaos that they're looking for in order to bring in this one world government.
Well, and so it's,
that is very important that you understand exactly that this is a planned event. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is what they had discussed in the last couple of years. They actually shifted their meeting from January 2020 up into June 2020, and that's when this particular forum started talking about how we're going to reshape the world based on the COVID crisis, et cetera, et cetera. They meet every year. They recently met again. The big wigs were there. Leonardo DiCaprio, Bill Gates, on and on and on were the people that showed up. Now, I want us to understand something. We look at things like this, and as Christians, we warn each other. Prepare for what's coming. I believe, as all Christians believe, that the tribulation period will really catapult this great reset into the plan it's going to become. I believe that Christians will escape that. I believe in a pre-trib rapture. But that doesn't negate the fact that we need to educate each other and warn the world of exactly what's going to take place. We shouldn't be afraid. We should be concerned but never afraid, because we belong to Christ. And Christ himself will come again in the second coming, and there will be a definite great reset when he brings in the millennial kingdom and reign. But until then, before then, there's going to be cataclysmic events based on the philosophy and the understanding of this World Economic Forum. So how should a Christian view this great reset? And understand what is coming out. They try to really come out and be explicit, and they don't try to hide the fact that they want to wish in a new world order based on global control of just about everything. And that actually leads to questions: what is the relationship between the Great Reset and the kingdom of the Antichrist? What is it? Revelation chapter 17, 12 through 13 prophesies that during the tribulation, that's after the rapture of the church, 10 kings will receive authority as kings along with the beasts. They have one purpose, and will give their power and authority to that beast, the Antichrist. This global federation will then wage war against the Lamb, Revelation 17, verse 14. Given the nature of the Antichrist's future government, it seems that any push for centralized economic or political power would align with the objectives of Satan. Regardless of these humanitarian goals, that's the mask. That's the so-called beautiful side of evil. All this is all humanitarian goals to make this a better planet. Believe me, it will not make it better. It's important to try to understand things like the Great Reset from a biblical perspective, Revelation 13, Revelation 17. This will impact, of course, Israel. And it's going to really lead the way for the Antichrist to try to align himself with other world powers and invade and finally destroy Israel. This one world government, as I've been speaking to you about, we read in Daniel chapter 7, verse 23, the Federation of the Ten Kingdoms, verse 24, the rise of the Antichrist, Daniel 7, 24, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. It all is predicated upon, after the rapture of the church, the signing of a seven-year covenant with Israel, which comes from Daniel 9, 27, when the Antichrist brokers this peace treaty between Israel and its neighbors. That's when the tribulation begins. That's when you will see the real great reset. I want us to be educated and understand that this has been going on since the Tower of Babel, Genesis chapter 11, when the forces of Nimrod wanted to build this tower to reach to the heaven. This one worldism, globalism has been around a very, very long time. And understand that the wicked plans of the wicked will be thwarted. God will take care of them. We are not to be afraid. The world and its desires will pass away. 1 John 2:17, but he who does the will of God lives forever. We need to pray for kings and those in authority that we lead peaceful and quiet lives. The true great reset, as I mentioned, will occur when Jesus comes again, bringing true justice, peace, and righteousness to a world that desperately needs it. I want us to think about these issues. I want us to warn those unbelievers about what is coming and to talk to them about the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is so important. This is such a ripe, important time for us to be evangelists and preach the gospel. I want to take time out right now for us to focus in on the one who matters, the one who will bring the true great reset, and that is Jesus. This is a song by The Cry, "You're All I Need."
Why do I sway? I can't face a day without you. My heart drifts away, but your love remains always true. As I'm sailing away on the rivers of time, your love will carry me through the storms in my life. You're all I need when the world is closing. Why do I sway? I can't face the day without you. All I can say is you're all I need.
Great worship music, a little song with great meaning, The Cry, You're All I Need. Mark down the title of these two books for further studying on this very relevant and important topic, The Great Reset by Mark Morano, M-O-R-A-N-O. And from a biblical standpoint, if you really want to dig deep into this subject, Global Reset by Jeff Kinley and Mark Hitchcock. Those are two very important books to start your fallout reading and understand this topic from an economic and biblical viewpoint, and you can really use these books to reach out to the lost and to the unbelieving world and to educate the Christian community. These are great Bible study. So enjoy those books. I will see you next Thursday on The Cross in the Desert at 9:30. God bless you. Have a great Labor Day weekend.